Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. The Packers are back on top after yesterday's 27-20 win over the Giants. The victory came at a cost, though, with running back Josh Jacobs leaving the game early in the second quarter with a knee injury. In his post-game interview, Coach Matt LaFleur said he was extremely happy with the win and the way the team found a way to get it done despite adversities. The Packers host the Vikings next week at home. A four-wheeler is reportedly to blame for a brush fire that scorched around 350 acres in Washer County yesterday. Sheriff's officials say multiple departments battled the blaze for hours before crews were able to get it under control. High winds made it difficult to contain. According to local authorities, sparks from an ATV started the fire near Red Granite. Shawano County authorities have identified the suspect in last week's shooting near Tigerton. 74-year-old Brant Hoffman faces multiple charges, including first-degree intentional homicide and being armed while intoxicated. The shooting happened last week after an alleged argument over shared hunting property. Every few seconds, emergency workers put their lives on the line to help crash victims, according to safety statistics. That's why the city of Green Bay is officially kicking off Crash Responder Safety Week this morning. Mayor Eric Genrich, along with Green Bay police and firefighters, are bringing awareness to the dangers first responders face while working at traffic incidents. Crash Responder Safety Week aims to promote roadway safety. This year's theme is Safety Starts With You. Wisconsin law requires motorists to move over or slow down when approaching emergency vehicles with flashing lights, creating a safety zone for crash responders working on the roadside. Authorities have confirmed the two people killed in a house fire in Howard last week were twin sisters, 26-year-old Haley Ann and Kayla Lynn Fritch. The medical examiner's office is still working to determine the exact cause and manner of death. The Howard Fire Rescue Department had previously confirmed that several house pets also died in the fire. Wisconsin Democrats have introduced a bill that would lower utility costs at a time when one in four Americans struggle to afford their energy bills. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, energy prices have jumped by 40% in just the last 5 years. In Wisconsin, residential energy customers are paying about 30% more than they did in 2020. That leads some families to make difficult choices, like 60-year-old Jill Sexton and her husband, who live in Wausau.
I ended up taking a part-time job specifically to cover the increase in our electric and heating bills. That ain't right. Here's our reality. Each month we choose between paying the electric bill and heat bill or filling our prescriptions. Some months I don't buy the medication. Some months we stretch food until the very last day.
Representative Darren Madison from Milwaukee is introducing a bill that would require Wisconsin's Public Service Commission to create a program that limits utility costs to 2% of a household's income. The bill, however, would need Republican support to go up for a vote and pass, which is unlikely in the state legislature. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
A Packers win in New York. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from MetLife Stadium, where the Packers held on to beat the Giants 27-20. With just 3 minutes left to play, Jordan Love rolled to his right and hit rookie receiver Savion Williams on a 33-yard pass to set up the winning touchdown.
Yeah, no, we ran in pretty much stop routes, if you think about it. You know, kind of went off schedule. I was in the pocket, had time, didn't like the obviously initial read, and just went on scramble drill. Told him to go deep, and he did a good job kind of wheeling up and just threw him up, 50-50 ball. He went up and made a big time catch for us. So just a really phenomenal play by him.
So the Packers improved to 6-3-1. Next week, they host the 4-6 Minnesota Vikings. Matt LaFleur.
You know, bottom line is we overcame a lot of adversity and found a way. And that's sometimes what it takes in this league. And so we'll celebrate it tonight and move on to the Vikings tomorrow.
NBA, the Bucks in Cleveland to take on the Cavaliers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 44 this afternoon. Tonight, a little bit of rain and light snow. We are going to drop down into the 20s for a low. Snow amounts will be light. And then tomorrow, a little snow in the morning, Mostly cloudy all day with a high in the upper 30s to low 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.